Sutasya pungsam, sutasya pungsam suchira samasya. Sutasya pungsam suchira samasya. Nanavanjasa suribiriditorta. Nanavanjasa suribiriditorta. Tat tat gunanu sravanang mukunda. Tat tat gunanu sravanam mukunda. Padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. Padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. Translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These are the words of Vidura Das, Vidura rather. Persons who hear from our spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, who awards His devotees liberation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Transcendental students are those who undergo great penance in being trained by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord for even a moment. Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the hearts of all living creatures, but they hardly know about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord, and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are in fact recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than He Himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or His devotee unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to the Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, 3rd canto, 13th chapter, 4th verse, in the matter of the appearance of Lord Varaha Deva. Hari Om Tat Sat. Here it explains we need to hear the glories of the Lord from the spiritual master, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, as well as from the pure devotees. But not only should we hear about Krishna, but we should hear about the devotees of Krishna. So in your Vyasa Puja offerings, you are glorifying this humble servant and remembering the words of the Shastra. Vyasa Puja means to worship the Guru as a representative of the entire disciplic succession. So here you have observed this festival. very faithfully. And by representing the Guru, by respecting the Guru as a representative of the disciplic succession, then the whole disciplic succession is worship. The Guru is always himself in a mood of a humble devotee of the Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, the Guru is considered by Shastra as an external manifestation of the Lord. Just like there's post office box. The post office box is not the entire post office, but it's connected to the post office. And if you put your letter in the box, it should go to its destination. Like that, a bona fide guru, by serving him or by remembering him or by hearing from him, you're also getting connected to Krishna. This connection is important, essential for our spiritual progress. A spiritual master, Prabhupada explained, should be a liberated soul. And that there are two kinds of liberated souls. There's a liberated soul like Narada Muni, who already has his Sachidananda body, who is fully transcendental. Then there's also a liberated spiritual master who is liberated by serving his spiritual master, by serving a liberated spiritual master. So I'm not claiming to be liberated like Narada Muni, but I'm sincerely trying to serve His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who certainly is a liberated spiritual master. By serving him, then one will also be liberated. So this is the system of Guru Parampara, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, when he was asked his identity, he said, Naham Vipro, Naham Nyasi. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not a sudra. I'm Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasa. I'm the servant of Lord Krishna's servants, servant, servants. The servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is the husband of the gopis. Because all the devotees here also dedicated themselves to serving Guru and Krishna, therefore they're also pure devotees. There are different levels of pure devotees. Just like here in this garden, we took a walk in the morning and we found there are many mango trees. And they're mango, and they're having mangoes on the tree. But they are green mangoes. So in due course of time, the green mango will ripen and become a ripened mango. So a pure devotee may be a green pure devotee, or maybe half-ripe pure devotee, or maybe fully ripe. Depending on how much they realized and how deeply they've understood. But they're all pure devotees who have dedicated themselves to preaching and to serving and pleasing and satisfying Guru and Krishna. So therefore, hearing from them on their realizations about other devotees has relevance and is important according to the verse we read here. Our goal is that we realize that Krishna is in our heart always. Krishna is in everyone's heart, but only the devotees can realize it. So we want all of you to realize that Krishna is in your heart and to always feel under His protection. Because we're not so pure, Krishna is in our heart guiding us as Chaitya Guru. But because we are not so pure to realize that, we need a confirmation from the external guru. So internal guru is Chaitya Guru, is the super soul, Paramatma. And the external guru, as Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, he's confirming what we know from the Chaitya Guru. So when we hear the words from the Guru, in our heart we can know that it's true, because it's being confirmed by the Chaitya Guru. If we're having any doubt about what the Guru is saying, then we can ask a question in a submissive way to clarify our doubts. In this way, by interacting with a spiritual master, we get all our doubts eradicated. When we become free from doubts and free from offenses, then we become a ripened pure devotee. So this ripening process may take very less time or may take more time, depending on how sincerely we try to practice our Krishna consciousness. Just like somebody may take 4 months to take Prabhupada Asray, or someone may take 4 years. It's up to the individual. So, but process of ripening is going on. And eventually one becomes fully satisfied. When we can satisfy Krishna, then we also become fully satisfied. It said here that Krishna was so pleased with Vidura that he put his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura, because Vidura was very meek and gentle. So Vidura, of course, he's much older than Krishna by material age, but he knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's not relating with Krishna as an uncle or anything, but as his devotee. So therefore, as he's very meek and humble, Krishna put his feet on Vidura's lap. So you think how blessed Vidura is. How many of you would like to have Krishna's lotus feet on your lap and give massage to Krishna's lotus feet? We can't imagine how much mercy. So because Vidura was serving very humbly, Sometimes, actually, Duryodhan had invited Krishna to come and eat at my house. We'll give you a Raj Emperor feast. But he said, sorry. Already I was invited by Vidura and I had to go to his house. Krishna wasn't caring to eat in an emperor house. He is already Lord of Lords. But he wanted to eat his devotees' offering. So when he would take the offering in Vidura's house, afterwards he would sit and relax. Then he'd put his feet on Vidura's lap and Vidura would give him foot massage. At that time, Vidura's hairs on his body would stand on end and tears would swell in his eyes. So he was very happy to have that service. And Maitreya, he was happy to narrate the glories of Krishna. And when they're narrating the glories of Krishna, his hairs are also standing on end. So these topics about Krishna are fully nectar. So the devotees, they exchange their realizations about Krishna and about Krishna's devotees. Pure devotees. And this way, they get purified. Normally, in the material world, there are so many discussions. You read the newspaper, but you don't find anything about Krishna's glories, usually. Talking about politicians, talking about sports people, talking about musicians. But the pure devotees, they like to talk about Krishna. And Krishna's devotees. Because they are really, truly worshipable. Krishna likes to talk about his devotees. When Haridas Thakur left the world, Lord Chaitanya was praising him. How he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he tolerated and prayed for forgiveness for those beating him. How he was chanting 300,000 names of Krishna every day. How he was honored by the Srat offering before all the Brahmanas. And how he ignited the firewood for the sacrifice simply by mantra, by breathing, when all the brahmanas failed. How he was preaching door to door with Nityananda. So like this, Lord Chaitanya, he also enjoyed glorifying his devotee. This is a pastime of the Lord and his devotee is to glorify the devotees of the Lord and to glorify the Lord. So we hope all of you will always be in the nectar of this mood. I'm very grateful to the devotees, the grihastas. They're helping in spreading this message, taking the conditioned souls out of the illusory energy into blissful and joyful Krishna consciousness. I'm happy to see the new devotees, young and old, who have become happy in their Krishna consciousness. This is our goal, to make everyone happy. While I was listening to you speak, I was thinking of how to sum up what you were saying. Like Prabhupada has made 4 points. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Purity is the force. And utility is the principle. So So when I heard you what you're speaking today, it seemed like you were saying devotional service is the means and surrender is the way. Humility is the protection and Vaishnava Seva is the nectar. You want to hear again? Devotional service is the means, surrender is the way, humility is the protection, and Vaishnava Seva is the nectar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.